The outside linebacker position, really the next 48 hours, is important. Frank Zombo tried to go today. That didn't work out very well. So that's why he is doubtful. The work of Eric Walden, I thought it looked positive, and we'll see how he feels in the morning, you know, coming off the quad bruise. And Briggs' durability is a concern, too. So those are answers that will probably go all the way up to game time. But I'm sorry?
Would you play Francois outside?
He's worked both inside and outside this week.
Think you might make a roster move? You know, you got the third quarterback still on the roster now.
Well, I mean, we've talked about a potential roster move all week, so we still have that as an option.
How do you juggle Christmas and this being a big game as far as trying to have family time and everything, but obviously this is such a big game. I guess, how do you juggle all that?
Well, I think it's important always to have the ability to separate personal significance, anything significant in your personal life and you know, what's important professionally. So we've been able to put together a very favorable schedule. We're actually going to spend a little more time today with the players, so they'll get out of here later than they normally do on a Friday, which will give them the ability to be with their families tonight for Christmas Eve and be with their families tomorrow morning throughout Christmas Eve. So we've basically taken our schedule and split it up between today and tomorrow night. So we'll spend a lot more time together at the hotel tomorrow night. So our time frame as far as our preparation for this game is exactly the same as it was last week. We just moved around the holiday because obviously with the significance of family first and an opportunity for everybody to be with their family.
Is the focus been pretty good with the holiday?
Oh, absolutely. The energy's, in my opinion, the energy is always very high this week. So that's something that you need to tap into. We have. I've liked the quality of work we've had Wednesday, Thursday, and just coming off the field today. I felt the practice was good. We'll watch the tape here at 1 o'clock with the players. So definitely everybody fully understands the importance of this game. It's a playoff game, and that's our mindset. And as I stated Monday, we addressed it in the locker room Sunday night after the New England game. So we're on course to have a good week of preparation. We'll do the things needed here down the stretch, and we'll be ready to go when we kick the ball off Sunday afternoon.
Are you still optimistic about Nick Collins' chances?
Yeah, yes, I am. Nick had a minor setback today, but just knowing Nick and his history, I fully anticipate him to play, unless he goes in the other direction here in the next 48 hours.
Speaking of Nick, it's probably not possible to rank guys on toughness, but he's had stuff all year long, and he just continues to fight through. He's a pretty tough guy, isn't
it? Absolutely, and that's what I refer to as far as his history. Nick has played through a number of injuries throughout the year. He is a tough guy, and I know he wants to be out there Sunday.
Why do you think that? I mean, certain guys, just like Darren, has had injuries and always seems to play through it. Nick, why is that? Is that just something there?
I think it says a lot about the individual. Certain people can play through more than others, and it's a big part of this business. And you go back to the building stones of your program, and I go back to the first meeting I had with the football team, and the availability, and the accountability of every individual will be, very important in your time here. And we've had a lot of players here that have been available. Just you talk about Darren, you talk about Nick, the way they fight and scratch to get back on the field, they don't miss games.